100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Six people were killed in a stabbing attack in a suburb of Sydney, Australia. The attacker was shot and killed by police. The state police commissioner, Karen Webb, says terror was not the likely cause.
The investigation will be ongoing for many, many days, but there are elements that we understand at this point in time that don't indicate that.
Iranian state media says its commandos seized an Israeli-affiliated container ship near the Strait of Hormuz. The region's bracing for possible Iranian retaliation against Israel after the strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Former President Donald Trump hosted House Speaker Mike Johnson at his club in Florida on Friday, 3 days before his criminal hush money trial begins in New York, despite the latest efforts from Trump's lawyers to have it delayed. And more than 24 river barges broke loose Friday and floated down the Ohio River near Pittsburgh, damaging marina and causing bridge closures. This is ABC News. The former interpreter for Major League Baseball star Shohei Ohtani made his first appearance in court in Los Angeles on Friday. Ipe Mizuhara is accused of stealing $16 million from Ohtani to cover gambling debts.
In a downtown L.A. federal courtroom, Ipe Mizuhara wore a suit with shackles around the ankles. The shackles were removed in the brief court appearance. The judge allowed Mizuhara's release on $25,000 bail. Mizuhara had to agree to not travel outside of Southern California, surrender his passport, and to get gambling addiction help. He's not allowed to take part in any kind of gambling. Mizuhara did not speak much during the hearing except to say he understood the charges against him. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
For his 24th consecutive appearance at the Masters, Tiger Woods has made the cut. That is a new record. The 48-year-old heads into the weekend tied for 22nd. The three leaders, Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler, and Max Homa. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
And now your weekend forecast from our meteorologist, Tony Schumacher. Mostly sunny and turning warmer today. We're going to top off near 71. Passing clouds and mild during the overnight, a low of 52. A beautiful spring day on Sunday with sunshine and warm conditions. A bit breezy, but a high of 75. Sunday night, partly cloudy, 44. Monday, partly cloudy, still warm, 73. We cool down Tuesday with a high of 65. You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
And I'll ride with you to the moon. Guess what? You can't ride in my little red wagon. The front seat's broken and the axle's dragging. You can't step to this backyard swagger. You know it ain't my fault when I'm walking dogs drop the Lego.
Oh, heaven help me, I've been so in wildfire season. my big sunglasses and my Tony Lomas. I live in Oklahoma and I've got long blonde hair. And I play guitar and I go on the road and I do all the you wanna do. And my dog does tricks and I ain't about drama, y'all. I love my apron, but I ain't your mama. So guess what?
What?
You can't ride in my little red wagon. The front seat's broken and the axle's dragging. No, you can't step to this backyard swagger. You know it ain't my fault when I'm walking dogs drop the light.
That's Miranda Lambert with Little Red Wagon. Joanne Krulot sighting. Hey, you survived your birthday.
I did.
Did you get a little red wagon for your birthday?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but I got some earrings. And,
nice.
Yeah, and a gift card.
And I heard you had
calls from my kids.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. I heard Martin on the radio yesterday.
Yeah, that was his radio. Well, I can't really say it's his radio debut because were you with Phil that one
year?
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know if you remember, but every once in a while, back when I was doing afternoons way back on Bowman Drive, I used to throw a snippet in occasionally if he were around the station. He was always notorious for saying something dry but funny, right? Okay.
He still is.
Okay. And he also had the knack to be wherever important people were. And he didn't go seek out these important people like governors and CEOs. He just happened to always be there, and he was engrossed in conversation with them.
Well,
so.
Yeah. Him and his sister went to Monk's over Thanksgiving when we were over in the Dells, and he ended up basically having lunch with his sister and chatting with Tommy Thompson.
Tommy Thompson, I heard that story, and that's that's probably a step down for him because he's not actually a sitting governor. Knowing Martin, but Phil and I would always joke about that. And
it was funny too this past winter because his nephew plays for Tennessee football, and national television, and they kept pronouncing his name wrong. And next commercial, I noticed they were pronouncing it right. And Martin says, yeah, he says, I had a contact for somebody who knew one of the announcers. And
he
says,
so he red-phoned the booth during the broadcast.
He did.
Oh, only Martin.
I remember back in 83, I was building a new house for the family and decided to burn that old house down. My wife had other plans, you see, to the milk house for a bath when she, and oh, that fire was burning pretty good. A neighbor up the road a ways was working his field and he saw the blaze. Ran to his house to call that fire in. The only running water that you could drink was, yes, you guessed it, in the milk house sink where my wife was bathing, much to her chagrin. The chief and all the firemen met in the milk house where my wife was dripping wet, and a little skimpy towel was laying there on the floor. The bubbles in the bath had lost their luster, and the firemen broke up their filibuster in a private bath, appealed to her no more. Now the news of the fire spread through the town, and the people came out over from all around, and my wife just had that skimpy towel. A decision must be made to cover north or south, half block distance to get to the house. North was left to greatly be exposed. Now what started out as a simple bath became a community all-out bash. No one will ever forget that day. My recollection is quite clear, along with all of the cheese and the beer. My wife walking up the road topless with that sway. She ain't no church lady. She's all a woman can be. She ain't no church lady. Now all the firemen agree. Now all the town folk
a great time with some local music. We started it during the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to do it all the way until 8:30 this morning. That's Dan Kuba and the Journeymen with She Ain't No Church Lady. Here's one going out to Gillingham to our good friend James. It's Arlo and the City of New Orleans.
Riding on the City of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle, and feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. And mothers with their babes asleep are rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? City of New Orleans, I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the City of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
WRCO,
a Civic Media station.
We'll return after these messages.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or email us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
It's time for This Week in Entertainment History on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Harv, crank up the music. It's time to do the Urkel. Now, if you want to do the Steve Urkel dance, all you have to do is hitch up your pants. Bend your knees and stick out your pelvis. I'm telling you, baby, it's better than Elvis.
100.9.
We will start with celebrity birthdays today. Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond was born in 1960. On this date in 1925, WGN Radio became the first station to broadcast a regular season Major League Baseball game. The Cubbies beat the Pirates 8-2. In the comic strip Blondie on this date in 1934, Dagwood and Blondie Bumstead welcomed a baby boy, Alexander. The baby boy would be nicknamed Baby Dumpling. And in 1939, the John Steinbeck novel, The Grapes of Wrath, was published for the very first time. It was on this date in 1935 that Fibber McGee and Molly premiered on radio.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax products for home and industry present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, and me, Harlow Wilcox.
Also born on this date in 1939, actor Paul Sorvino, best known for his roles in Dick Tracy, Goodfellas, and Law & Order. In 1951, the first episode of The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok debuted on radio. In 1956, the world's first all-color television station was dedicated. It was WNBQ-TV in Chicago, which is now WMAQ-TV. In 1962, Walter Cronkite began anchoring the CBS News, and the Joey Bishop Show debuted on ABC-TV in 1967. Actress Emma Thompson was born in 1959, singer Samantha Fox, 1966, Anthony Michael Hall in 1968, Seth Rogen, 1982, and Emma Watson, 1990. Today's Rabbit Ears memory takes us back to Saturday mornings of the 1980s. The show aired on NBC from September 1981 until December 1989. It was a cartoon that introduced us to Papa, Handy, Greedy, Brainy, Gargamel, and his cat, Azrael, and of course, Smurfette. The show, The Smurfs.
La, 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 sing a happy song. La, 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 smurf the whole day long.
Smurf along with me. Simple as can be.
Next time you're feeling blue, just let the smile begin. Happy things will come to you.
Get you. I'll get all of you if it's the last thing I ever do.
La, 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 now you know the tune. You'll be smurfing soon.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Sorry.
Cause drinking doubles alone don't make it a party. Another sleepless night, and it's the same old story. When you're the only one at two in the morning, I'm sleeping single in a double bed, thinking over things I wish I'd say. I should have held you, but I let you go. Single in a double bed.
To see Julie singing that, just be sure to know she's not lip syncing. She is singing. 7:26, we're at 35 degrees. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
This Saturday is the Otis R. Scott Trust Auction, brought to you by Auction Specialist MP. Starting at 10 a.m., head over to the location just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D and Rock Bridge, and follow the signs. They'll be selling household items, guns, ATVs, and shop items. Don't miss out on this exciting event.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Good morning. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries sponsored today on WRCO and each and every day by those great folks at the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men's size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Well, today is Saturday, April 13th, 2024. Time to see who's celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. From Lori and the guys and Uncle Dave and Aunt Anita, Bryce Kunke is celebrating. As Bryce has a birthday today, we'd like to wish Bryce the best. Also from Lori and the guys, going out to Sarah Thayer. Happy birthday wishes on your 86th birthday to James John Steditka, and that is from Cousin Charl from the River Village. John Storer, happy birthday from 18101. Joan and Jean, both celebrating birthdays, happy birthdays from an old friend. Here's one going out to Dick Armstrong, along with Shawnee Christian, Carla Doudna, Steve Kolstad, and Dave Schulte from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday wishes to Randy Ewing today from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Also for Dawn Muller, Chris Brown, and Ron Morris from the Little Willow Birthday Club. And the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, busy, busy, busy today. Lola Michelle Behrens, Sandy Baumkamp, Jerry Dieter, Eugene Faga, Emily Goplin, Jordan McKenna, Alex Meister, Carter Ostrander, and Sadie Esser, all celebrating this morning. And birthday wishes to Emily Murray, Terry Tracy, Kenzie Herricks, Mike Bradford, Vonnie Lewis, Steve Kolstad, and Lori Thompson from the Richland Center Lions Club as well. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, would like to wish you the best as well from everyone at WRCO and Civic Media. And to quote Jerry Reed, when you're hot, you're hot. It's going to be hot today. Whoa, 71.
Now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big craft game going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. You're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you hot, you hot. When you not, you not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you hot, you hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing.
Twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch on Bandit Run. Old Smokey's got them ears on, he's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, load it up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
That's a Jerry Reed twin spin, and to speak in Jerry Reed vernacular, there ain't nobody like Jerry Reed. Remember him in Waterboy? Man, that was good. Well, a little earlier today, I posted on Civic Media, Adam, on Facebook.com about the best start to the day you could have is to join us on your weekend wake up and, of course, enjoy a maple-covered donut, cake donut. Well, Marianne responded, a friend of mine on there. She follows Civic Media, Adam, and it's one of her favorites as well. Yeah, maple-covered cake, you can't go wrong.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry. The Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding concert this Sunday, April 14th, with the Cavatina Duo at 2 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Cavatina Duo, with guitar and flute, has become one of the most impressive combinations of its kind in the world. Critics rave about the style and the technical expertise of the Cavatina Duo. Don't miss the Cavatina Duo this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center. Tickets will be available at the door. This event is hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
We'd like to thank you for joining us for your weekend wake up. We believe there may have been a Jensen Street Crew sighting out in Mesa. They're joining us today. Cousin Bonnie down in Effingham, Illinois, and we understand that she likes maple covered donuts as well. Here's one for Zoggy today. It's a classic.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
At 7:45, we'll have a news update with WRCO and Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz. 7:42, a sunshiny Saturday. Tony Schumacher stops by after the top of the hour. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. We have Florida right on the Georgia line. Mesa's joining us. We had Potosi this morning. Let's see. You right out there in Richland County. Thanks ever so much.
Sound of the American heart. And opera music on a Saturday night brings a smile to your face and a tear to your eye. Sing a song about the heartland, the only place I feel at home. Sing about the way a good man works until the daylight's gone.
WRCO. If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCOFM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45, time for a news update sponsored on WRCO. By Jones Chevrolet Buick, Town & Country TV & Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. Mostly sunny, turning warmer today, 71 for a high. Tonight, 52 degrees, but with passing clouds, very mild. And then even warmer tomorrow, a beautiful spring day from Tony Schumacher. Sunshine, warm conditions, a little breezy, a high of 75. We're up from our morning low of 33, we're at 37. News with Joanne Krulotz continues in a moment.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. City Utilities of Richland Center has earned the American Public Power Association's Safety Award of Excellence for Safe Operating Practices in 2023. The utility earned a first-place award in the category for utilities with 13,535 worker hours of annual worker exposure. More than 160 utilities entered the annual safety awards for 2023. Entrants were placed in categories according to their number of worker hours and ranked based on the most incident-free records and overall state of their safety programs and culture during 2023. The incidence rate is based on the number of work-related reportable injuries or illnesses, and the number of worker hours during 2023 is defined by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. The safety awards have been held annually for more than 65 years. The American Public Power Association is the voice of not-for-profit, community-owned utilities that power 2,000 towns and cities nationwide. Governor Tony Evers released a statement in reaction to the university financial assessments released by the University of Wisconsin system for seven UW campuses: UW Green Bay, UW Oshkosh, UW Parkside, UW Platteville, UW River Falls, UW Superior, and UW Whitewater. The assessments examine the strained financial circumstances facing UW system campuses, a consequence driven largely by both disinvestment in the UW system over the last decade, plus and inadequate recent state investments approved by the Wisconsin state legislature to make the UW system whole. Governor Evers stated, Republican lawmakers have spent more than a decade waging war on public education in Wisconsin, including our UW system and higher education institutions, and have consistently refused to make the necessary meaningful investments our state and our campuses desperately need to compete and that our students deserve. And the consequences of Republicans' actions and inactions over the last decade plus were laid bare in these financial assessments. Most recently, during the 2023-25 biennial budget process, Republicans in the Wisconsin state legislature rejected Governor Evers' proposed investments in the UW system. Instead, more than $31 million was diverted to the Joint Finance Committee's supplemental appropriation, a fund controlled by the committee's Republican majority, which refuses to release already approved investments from the fund. Western Technical College, in collaboration with 8 other colleges from the Wisconsin Technical College system, will receive over $5.7 million to help students prepare for careers in advanced manufacturing. The grant will be used to expand training capacity, skill development, and credentialing within advanced manufacturing programs. The funding comes through the Department of Labor Strengthening Community Colleges Training Grants Program Senator Baldwin recently voted to fund through the bipartisan 2024 government funding bill. Clean water advocates are happy with the EPA's new legally enforceable benchmark for PFAS in drinking water. Lynn Thorpe of Clean Water Action says it's not enough to clean up PFAS already in the water.
We need to take equally aggressive action to keep the chemicals from getting into the water and the environment in the first place.
Wisconsin adopted its own PFAS standards for drinking water last year, but the new federal rule is stricter. Wisconsin has 3 years to meet the federal government's higher new standards. Thorpe says policymakers are taking the PFAS problem seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee meets next week to consider Governor Evers' request for $125 million for PFAS cleanup. Governor and Mrs. Evers attended White House state dinner for Japanese Prime Minister. Governor Tony Evers and Wisconsin's First Lady were at the White House Wednesday night. The governor and Kathy Evers were among several high-profile guests at a state dinner there honoring Japan's Prime Minister and his wife. Evers led his first international trade mission as governor to Japan in 2019, where he met with corporate and government leaders to promote the state's exports and Japanese investments in Wisconsin businesses. The woman involved in the 2014 Slenderman stabbing has been ruled not fit to leave the mental health hospital. The woman responsible for the Slenderman stabbing won't be leaving a state mental hospital in January. 21-year-old Morgan Geiser entered a petition in Waukesha County Court for conditional release from her confinement. 3 doctors evaluated Geiser, and 2 of them said she's not ready to transition to a group home, diagnosing her with schizophrenia and PTSD. Judge Michael Bowron agreed, saying Geiser is still a risk to the public and herself if she left the care she's receiving. Geiser was 12 years old when she stabbed her friend 19 times to appease the fictional character Slenderman. Her attorney says they'll try for a release again in 6 months. As the weather warms and people across the state begin spending more time outside, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to be bear aware and take steps to prevent potential conflicts with black bears this spring. Every spring, black bears emerge from their dens in search of food and potentially new territory. These explorations sometimes cause unexpected interactions between black bears and the public. Although black bears are much more common in the northern half of the state, southern Wisconsin has seen more black bear activity in recent years. Bears are normally solitary forest animals, but their powerful sense of smell can lead them into urban areas in search of food, especially in the spring and fall. To avoid potential conflicts, it's important to recognize what attracts black bears and take steps to reduce these attractions whenever possible. Black bears are known for returning to locations where they found good food sources, so prevention is the best tactic. Follow these steps at home to avoid attracting black bears. Completely remove bird feeders even during daytime hours. Reduce smells from trash and recycling containers, rinsing food cans and bottles before throwing them away, as well as storing meat scraps in the fridge or freezer until garbage day, can reduce the intensity of odors emanating from your garbage and recycling containers. Commercial dumpsters should also be locked whenever possible. Limit the amount of time pets and pet food are left outside unattended. Be conscious of attractants in public spaces like grills and picnic tables, and avoid feeding or interacting with black bears. Know what to do if you encounter a black bear. If a bear is near your home or cabin from a safe location, try to scare the bear away by making loud noises. If you encounter a bear while in the woods, stay calm and do not run. Wave your arms and make loud noises to scare it away. Back away slowly and seek a safe location from where you can wait for the bear to leave. Never approach a bear. If you are unable to resolve a recurring issue with a nuisance bear, contact the USDA Wildlife Service's toll-free line at 1-800-433-0663 for properties in southern Wisconsin. A Wisconsin man has been sentenced to 7.5 years in prison after pleading guilty to firebombing the office of an anti-abortion group 2 years ago. 29-year-old Herdindu Rochaudhuri of Madison also will serve 3 years on supervised release under the sentence handed down Wednesday by U.S. District Judge William Conley. Additionally, he was ordered to pay nearly $32,000 in restitution. Roy Chaudhuri admitted to throwing 2 Molotov cocktails through the window of the Madison office of Wisconsin Family Action on May 8, 2022. That was less than a week after the leak of a draft opinion suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court's intention to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion.
Is it spring yet? Well, it is at Town & Country TV and Appliance. After a long winter, they're ready for a spring fling sellout from April 8th through April 20th. Store-wide markdowns on popular Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, and Maytag products ready for you. Stretch your dollar with no interest payment plans for up to 18 months. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Saturday, April 13th. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57 of Sextonville, died March 30th at home. Memorial services will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57 of Sextonville. Leonard E. Speary, 83 of Boscobel, died last Saturday unexpectedly at Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide graveside rites at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home this morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Leonard E. Speary, 83 of Boscobel. Dennis Brown, 73 of Muscadet, died April 3rd. A celebration of life will be held today from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held in St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations may be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center. Thomas Rand, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center, died Monday at our house in Reedsburg. Memorial services will be held this afternoon at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military rites will be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Thomas Rand, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died last Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A private family ceremony will be held today. A celebration of life for family and friends will be held in July. The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family of Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held next Saturday, April 20th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church next Saturday, April 20th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Muscadet is assisting the family with arrangements for Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82 of Muscadet.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. government's warning American embassy staff in Israel to stay put.